Good morning. May God bless you with his word this morning, and may God bless all the mothers and mothers-to-be out there, that God has given you a great responsibility within the family. I'd like to greet you this morning with the verse that is found in Isaiah 66, verse 13. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful, Lord, for the life that you give and the life that you give through our mothers. We just so thankful for also for the comfort that you give us and the comfort that our mothers have given us as children. We just pray, Lord, that you would guide and strengthen our mothers to be the godly women that you have created them to be. Lord, we ask that you would lead us in the day that we live to be submitted to you, to be led by your word, and that we would be that example for those around us. We just pray, Father, for those who are sick and shut in, for those who are suffering physically and spiritually, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would comfort them as you can only comfort, to seek that comfort each and every day. We pray for your blessing upon each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Mother's Day, and I'd like to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day. A loving, committed mother is an indispensable person in our development. Just imagine what our world would be like without mothers. It would be a cold and childless, a sterile place. I thank God for loving mothers who sacrifice themselves for their families. God has created women with a great propensity for self-sacrifice. When pregnant, a woman's body focuses its primary attention to nurturing the new growing life that is developing within her. Her body will automatically prioritize the needs of a baby growing inside. This gift of self-sacrifice from God is not just biological, but continues after her child is born into the world. How our mother's self-sacrifice came into visible action to meet our needs as children. She will do whatever she can to assure her children have what they need. God has given these wonderful women to nurture us. No one can nurture a child better on earth than a mother, and God has created it this way. When Paul was describing his love for the church in 1 Thessalonians, he used a metaphor of a mother's love for her children to describe how much he deeply cared for them all. In 1 Thessalonians 2, 7 and 8, Paul says, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us." We can see how Paul's affection for the Thessalonians was like that felt by a mother who was willing to sacrifice her life for her child, as Christ was willing to give up his own life for those who would be born again into the family of God. What a beautiful picture of love and compassion and self-sacrifice that God has given to all of us through our mothers. And how we need to honor these wonderful women, to pray for them, to be the nurturing and loving, self-sacrificing, God-like examples he has created them to be. This Mother's Day, I hope that you take time to thank your mother in a special way. And if your mother has passed on, you can thank God for the mother he has given you. Our mothers aren't perfect. They have faults, and they have fears, and they didn't do everything right all the time. But our mothers gave us life, and we can all thank God for that. May God bless our mothers and encourage them to be the godly examples in our families. Thank you for all that you have done and do. May God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day.